Hey, good afternoon. It's Monday, January 30th. Welcome to Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Ooh, sorry about the mic there. A little jumpy mic. Again, it's Monday, January 30th. We've got some race results from Northern Cal, the Early Bird Road Race, the SoCal Poor College Kids Road Race also, and highlights from Keith World Record, sorry, world record, actually. He broke the world hour record at the Home Depot Center in Carson. We got some highlights from that coming at you, including some quick interviews with KK himself as he broke his world record for Masters 50 and over. And also in the studio today, we've got business strategy consultant Mark Kwan of Kwan Co. We'll go over a few things in general on how it may apply to your business or your team, or you could even use this for your promotions business, securing sponsors, whatever, in the bike industry. So, all right, let's go to some race results now.
Whoa.
Okay, SoCal Criterium Series in Southern California. Women's Pro Cat 123s, Anna Lang taking third place. Bella Clubagrange's Melinda Berniker in second, and your winner from Exergy 2012, Kirsten Armstrong Savola. Men's Pro in Category 1-2s. Fifth place going to Christian Creek. Fourth place, Monster Media Racing's SC Velo's Christy Markey. Third place, SC Velo's Andrew Ramage. Michael Herdman taking second, and also Monster Media Racing's Kyle Leo Grandi in the picking up the win at the SoCal Cup Crit Series. All right, and the Poor College Kids Road Race, Masters 35 plus, picking up fourth place Time Factory Team's Mark Noble. Fourth place going to Breakaway from Cancer Masters Thurlow Rogers. Third place, Eighth Wonder Cycling's Anthony Restuccia. Second place, ArtCyclery.com, Wild Horse Wines' Craig Noons. And your winner from High Desert Cycling Club, Michael Hand. Men's Pro 1s and 2s, Poor College Kid Road Race. Ninth place going to Albert Gonzalez. Eighth, Rudolph Napolitano. Spy Swami's Development Elite Team, Lucas Binder, taking 7th place. Cal Giant Berry Farms Specialized Stephen Leese in 6th. Joss LeRoux taking 5th place. Hoggins Berman Cycling's Danny Healy in 4th place. Time Factory Team's Chris Walker taking 3rd. Simple Green Bike Religion's Austin Carroll in 2nd. And your winner, Christian Crike, Men's Pros. And in the Masters 45s, 6th place going to Jessup Auto Plaza's Benny Parks. 5th place Breakaway from Cancer's Masters Richard Meeker. 4th place CVC Franco Racing's Bart Clifford. And the winning Breakaway of 3, getting away about 3/4 of the way into the race. Taking 3rd place, Synergy Cycles Big Orange's Todd Darley. Jessup Auto Plaza's Brian Miller in 2nd, and your winner from Breakaway from Cancer's Masters Racing Team, Mark Palmer. Masters 55s, picking up 5th place, Pauly Veloci's Chuck Thompson. 4th place going to Velo Allegro's Albert Shorts. 3rd place, UC Cyclery's JW Floor's Mark Huffman. Showair Rock and Road's Mark Hoffenberg taking 2nd, and your winner from Spy Swami Cycling Team, Michael Burditt. All right, and in Northern California, the Early Bird Road Race held in January 21st in Patterson, California. Promoted by Velo Promo, Rocket Sports Racing, and Golden Chain Cyclists. Men's Category 1-2-3's Masters 35s. 3rd place going to Ryan Bennett, riding for Divine.
Second place, Great Basin Imaging's Connect Cycles, Michael Hernandez. And your winner, running for Yahoo Cycling Team, Brian Bosch. Men's Pro, Cat 1s and 2s. Picking up third place, All Sports Team, Swift John Piasta. Second place, Taleo Racing's Jonathan Moskowitz. And your winner from Third Pillar, oh boy, I'm going to try to struggle with this one, Sina Linikau Alexander. Quite a name there. Women's Category 1s and 2s, Fremont Bank Cycling Team's Elizabeth Newell picking up that win. In the Women's Cat 3s, La Morinda Cycling Club's Jean Harvey taking the win there. Masters 45 plus, Cat 1, 2, 3s. Third place going to Echelon Grand Fondo's Hunter Zissing. Second place going to Iron Data, ThirstyBearCycling.com's Arthur Jones. And Echelon Grand Fondo's Cale Reeder taking that win. Men's Category 3, David Mesa picking up third place. Team Mike's Bikes, Henry Schultz in second. Team Velosports Club's Marco Arocha taking the win. In the Masters 45 plus, Craig Schneider riding for Taleo Racing taking third place. Cal Giant Berry Farm Specialized Rusk Whips picking up second place. And from Showair Cert, Jerome Heiberger taking that win. In the men's category 4s, Naveen Malloy riding for Metro Mint Cycling was your winner. And in the men's category 5 beginners, Jimmy Pham taking third place, Brooks Sizemore second, and your winner, Gavin Slater. Again, that was the Early Bird Road Race in Patterson, California.
Patterson, Northern California, that's right. There's a full schedule of events going on already in California. Northern and Southern California race season has started. All right, coming up events, we've got some upcoming events in Southern Cal. We've got just added the February 12th coming up, the Peninsula Cliff Climb Time Trial. This is a 6-mile hill climb time trial starting in Palos Verdes. Register at iamathlete.com or find details at backontrackproductions.com. And we got more upcoming events for you now.
All right, upcoming events. Northern California. On Saturday, February 4th, we've got the Knights Ferry Road Race. Knights Ferry Road Race brought to you by Top Sport Cycling. TopSportCycling.com for all details on the Knights Ferry Road Race. 54 to 81 miles, depending on your category. And that's out in Sonora, Northern California, Saturday, February 4th. Again, full details at TopSportCycling.com. On February 5th, we've got a Criterium Training Series in Clovis, the Clovis Criterium Series. Continuing February 12th also, February 5th, practice the safe skills of safe bicycle racing in a friendly environment. Weekly clinic is followed by a practice criterium on a closed half-mile course in Clovis. Clovis is up by Fresno. Racing clinic followed by beginners open category. That's co-ed also. Beginner women, beginner juniors, beginner masters, and women. And also there are some upper category races for experienced racers starting at 1250 and 220 respectively. Check out their Facebook group at facebook.com/ClovisTrainingCrits. Or email them at clovistrainingcrits@gmail.com. In Southern California, coming up on Saturday, February 4th, the Boulevard Road Race, presented by DAR FM. Boulevard Road Race, distances up to 90 miles for the men's pros. And racing for all categories with the exception of juniors. Full details at ucsdcycling.org. And if you're into off-road racing in Southern California, We've got the Southridge USA Series going on. Southridge USA Winter Series 2012, continuing on February 4th and 5th. Cross Country and Super D and Four Cross on Saturday, February 4th. Sunday features the downhill race. SouthridgeUSA.com for details on the Southridge USA Winter Series presented by Shimano. And also coming up in Northern California for Criterium Racers, we've got the SPY Red Trolley Classic. And that's down in San Diego, North County, the North County area of San Diego, brought to you by SPY Optics. Presented by Crank Cycling and San Diego State University Cycling. That's February 5th, collegiate as well as USAC racing categories. The Red Trolley Classic Criterium, February 5th. You can contact Coach S. Burke at gmail.com for details on the SPY Classic Red Trolley Criterium. And pick up the race flyer at scnca.org. Coming up on February 5th, the SPY Optics Red Trolley Classic Criterium. And further details on road and criterium racing in Southern California, scnca.org, or Northern Cal at ncnca.org.
That was the upcoming events here on Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And this moves us to our next feature of the show. We've got Mark. Check your mic. Check.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, there Brad. We go. We got Mark Kwan of Kwan Co. L.A. in the studio today. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing really good.
Good. Thanks for coming in, and we appreciate all of our guests here
on
Bike Sport Radio.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about Kwan Co. What is Kwan Co.?
Well, we are a consulting firm based out of downtown LA, and we also have an office in downtown San Diego as well. I'm a business strategist consultant. I'll meet with different types of companies and businesses or business owners, and talk about what types of business challenges that they are facing, and depending on their needs. I'll pull in one of my business partners, whether it be a programmer, a designer, an IT specialist, and if it's a restaurant or bar thing, I'll pull in a hospitality operations consultant, and we'll continue to work together and build a strong relationship and partnership, and see that the business continues to be successful and sustainable.
Strategies. All right.
Strategies, yes.
Strategies. A little elaborate on strategies, maybe. Obviously, a business is in business to make money.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's part of the strategy. Tell us what a strategy is.
Well, a really key strategy here is essentially to accomplish a series of goals. Now, the goals or objectives could be differentiated between short-term and long-term. I think those are pretty clear dichotomy there. And how do we get there? And how do we stay in business? I am a firm believer of developing long-term relationships to be a sustainable business and not be a flash in the pan. And so I think the cycling world is clearly, with your work, Brad, is not a flash in the pan. You've been doing this for quite some time and shown that you can be, successful and at least within the industry. So I think that another key component of what I'm saying here is define successful. Do you want to make the most money as quick as possible, or do you want to be in business for as long, very long time? And the strategy piece is a really kind of understanding the big picture, what's in front of us right now, and how do we tackle both short-term and long-term challenges.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, the cycling industry is definitely growing. You see people on bikes everywhere. Everybody's talking about bikes and
yes.
Infrastructure and everything.
Yes, I mean, even I lived in downtown LA as well, and I live along Spring Street, and they just added a bike lane there. which is great. And you see people utilize that all the time. Unfortunately, I think they use the wrong type of paint because the green paint just chipped and faded away with all the cars. So maybe they need to reevaluate their vendor list. But you know, that's great. I mean, you definitely see the cycling market grow from the very beginners to even people entering in the later stages of the cycling division. So I'm excited to be here and to know more about the cycling industry and possibly help out wherever I can with you, Brad.
So this is a show about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So certainly when you see more people using bikes, that certainly should translate into better competition as far as competing, such
yes.
as events and teams and corporations and businesses
yes.
that want to be involved with cycling.
Yes, and I also think, that too, a great point to bring up here is that, the younger the rider, the more healthier lifestyle they'll have. And that also breeds more competition. The larger market of riders, there's going to be more competition. There's going to be better racing. And so I think we should really, really focus on how can we get younger riders out there. And I think we're seeing that movement now. Now we just have to find an outlet for them to race, right? I.e., Brad,
here LA you go. Circuit Race, yeah. April 22nd. We have all junior categories, ages 18 and under, clear down to age 10. Yes, and we get a tremendous turnout of juniors, so that's something we'd like to see grow as a trend, definitely. So, as far as business goes, there's two things in competitive cycling. You have teams, and those could be thought of as a business.
Okay,
and you have events, and an event can be thought of as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you would have your marketing end, you have your sponsors, and you want your teams to generate enough interest so that a business would want to support the team
right.
and make money doing it.
Right.
And you'd also want your event to be successful enough so that a business would want to support your event
yes.
and make money doing that. So
right.
that's all down to marketing, I guess.
And branding.
Branding,
okay. Yes. Very, very... Very, very key point there, Brad. I mean, it's, who are the racers? That's essentially what any business would want to know. Who are the racers? And if let's say a team was to be very successful, a business would want to say, wow, they have great exposure. They're winning all the time. My company wants to be associated with winners, and that's how a company would essentially step in and say, we want to sponsor you. And the same thing with an event, let's say for the LA Circuit Race, there's a wide range of racers there. So a company or a business would want to expose their brand or their product line to a wide array of different age groups. And but they need to understand the market segment of where are these people coming from, what are their general interests besides cycling, so. Then that's about also, putting the right businesses in front of the race to say, hey, we've got a great event. We've got hundreds of racers, people who care about health. There's a win-win here, and it's all about being strategic about this is going to grow. Your brand will grow along with the event, and I think it's definitely a win-win there.
Right. So you're in the business of – so you would match up the right business with the right
– yes.
event or athlete,
yes,
for example,
yes.
Like, we wouldn't want to have, Joe's Tobacco Company supporting the junior cycling team.
Correct.
But we might want to have, Ralph's Footwear supporting,
right.
Brad's Masters
right.
team.
Right. Okay. a company that believes in a healthy lifestyle, not necessarily just cycling specific. And if, a company is out there, that would be great project, a challenge for me to find out, hey, let's get a bunch of different suitors, and let's find the best company or slate of companies, the best sponsor this type of event. And whatever the business challenge or need is, my business philosophy is partnership first. And even with a initial meeting and we may talk, maybe my services or expertise may not necessarily be fit for the project, but I will refer and find someone in my network that will be suitable for it, because it's about, like I said, developing relationships here. You know, maybe you don't, you won't, you know, need my strategic vision for a particular project, Brad, but maybe later down the line, hey, you might give me a call, right? Because this is not about selling a used car here. This is about developing relationships again,
right,
partnerships. And we may not actually be a traditional partnership where we're co-owners, but that's my philosophy and mindset, is looking for the best interests of my partnership. So,
right. Yeah. We are very, very cycling oriented at Back on Track Productions, and myself and my friends, I always push and encourage and recommend them to support businesses that support the sport. So when I'm down the street and I'm looking to buy with money some product out there,
yes,
and I don't know what that product is or what that brand name is, but hey, I see this product over here on another shelf, and I saw that on the back of somebody's jersey the other day. I'm going to buy that product.
Right.
So that's
right.
One of the benefits of supporting the sport. It gives back as well, and it's a tight community. So how would you have you ever thought about, you know, telling a business something like that about how the community is so tight and how it would, you know, I don't know if you would say it's an incestual relationship, or how would the products would,
mm-hmm,
come back to them, the
yes,
purchase power would come back to them?
I think a good fit for the cycling community would probably be a Trader Joe's type of a product, grassroots. People would just believe in quality, you know, not a bunch of fluff, because I think that the cycling community is about, you know, being true to the sport and being true to living a healthy lifestyle. And so I think if let's say someone's in the grocery store and sees two different products providing the same type of, let's say, some kind of health bar, but somehow the person knows that, you know, the LA Circuit race, that this one bar was, health bar was being supported by the, you know, Los Angeles cycling community as a great healthy product. You know, cycling and healthy living are synonymous with each other, and that's the image, and then that's what the brand image that cycling has. And so so to leverage that, sponsorships understand that, and companies understand that, and so that is the power of the cycling community, because I think the cycling community stands for healthy living, healthy lifestyle, sustainable living as well, because you're not using, obviously you're living more of a green lifestyle than living green than, you know, the guy who's got the, you know, the Ford, you know, 2-ton truck or something. So.
Right. A lot of the competitors actually get on their bikes when they go down the street to do an errand. So not all of them, but a lot of them do.
Oh, really?
And that always helps. So, you know, especially in today's economy with the cost of gas and, we were telling you about those sirens that we hear in the studio all the time.
You're right, Brad.
They always come through at the live interview time. So let's take a break here and listen to the sirens. Woo, woo, woo. This is Raw Radio, Kill Radio, LA's most unruly radio station. You're listening to killradio.org. Thanks for listening. Hey, so speaking of the economy, it's bad out there. But you've got some talents that sounds like some people could really turn their businesses around. And how's it going for you as Quanco, the business goes?
You know, we are a boutique consulting firm. We're a startup, okay? It comprises of me and myself and four of the business partners. We provide very high-value services for a very affordable price. And that's kind of our costing strategy here. Because, you know, I think that once you see the quality of our work, I think you'll be very, very happy. And I think people are looking ways to be more efficient, really, and more effective with their dollar. And I'm not here to upsell or oversell. I'm just here to provide great business services for our value. And so if it comes down to enhancing your web presence, social media management, looking for, you know, another line of private equity financing, fully integrated consulting. That's how I like to kind of coin what we do. I worked with restaurants, different startups, tech firms, you name it. I've worked across different industries, and that's, you know, business strategy is business strategy, really, when it comes down to it. And it's really partnering with the experts, i.e. the business owner, understanding the big picture, wrapping my head around it, and going together, moving together forward, you know. So that's kind of my take on that.
Right. We are a web-based internet radio station. So let's get into that a little bit. Tell us a little bit about web presence and what you mean by that. Without giving away too many trade secrets, obviously.
Right,
but
right.
What do you recommend? I've seen some restaurants out there don't have a website.
Right. Number one,
you can't find their website.
Exactly. Web presence is essentially a tool that the market and the consumer essentially uses to communicate and access your company or your identity, whatever it may be, whether you're a restaurant, an internet radio station, cyclist promoting entity, you name it. The internet is where you first begin. And so let's say, our business is about customization. So it's not about making a website that's a cookie-cut type of mentality. Everything is customized. So a web presence for a business, first and foremost, starts with a website. If there's already a website in place, let's do an audit. Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on with it. What's its functionality? Is it serving its purpose? And number one, really, no matter what points of access you have on the web, can we track who's coming to check, who's coming to see it, when, how often, what area is really popular? Then we come offshoot from the website, and we look at your social media outlets. We're looking at Twitter and Facebook, Foursquare if it's relative or not, and also Yelp as well, and other any type of feedback type of sites where people check out your business and check out Yelp. And so that sphere of social media, we manage and are strategic about it as well. And how do we respond to people who post things? How do we push out messages? In what format? How do we couch it appropriately to your marketing or branding strategy? And making sure that every access point on the internet is consistent with your brand. So it's about, if you're a five-star restaurant, why does your Facebook page look like it's a one-star?
That's a very good point. And I got to say that in as far as the teams and the clubs and some of these events, bike events, some of these things you see, at least at the local level, you'll look through these things, you'll see a website, or you'll just go, what? How does this work? So teams out there and event promoters out there, a web audit, that sounds like a great place to start.
Yeah, is it overall, just like, hey, where are you at? Where are people accessing you? What's the image or impression you're making on people? And is it consistent with your strategy, your vision? And if it is, then great. Then we can move on and look at something else and see where else we can find improvements. Mm-hmm. So if possible. And, that's really what it's about. It's a working relationship, and it's not about doing things that's not needed, because we all need to be, conscientious of our budget and where we're spending our dollars.
All right. 213-252-0998 is our number if you want to call in and have a quick question for Mr. Kwan at Mark Kwan, Kwanco, asking about business strategies. And the web, it's like a business card. Having a website nowadays is like a business card,
exactly.
It seems like. What do you think of the print media? Where is that going these days?
Well, the print media is still being utilized. The only issue that I think we're having in comparison with digital media is the ability to track who is checking it out, who is viewing it, who is actually taking the next step from seeing an ad in a print ad and then actually checking out your business or buying a product. Now, we can kind of do a hybrid model by incorporating what you see are these little box of black and white boxes. It's called a QR code, and people will check that with their smartphone, and we can analyze it that way. Print media is tough, a tough business to be in right now because of just the enhanced ability of tracking with the digital media. But there still is a use and need for that, and I would kind of say that write-ups or editorial pieces or pieces in a magazine or a newspaper featuring your business, like some via an interview or a write-up, would probably be much more effective versus a print ad, because they're actually you're featured in an article, and people do enjoy reading about new businesses, new products, and the philosophy of the owner, and why they're being featured in the publication in the first place. It's usually because they're doing something right or having some innovative product, or they have some great fried Brussels sprout dish. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have the food show on later here on killradio.org. All right. Let's take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am. And let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their force and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay, we're back with Mark Kwan of Kwan Co. here at Bike Sport Radio, talking about business strategies and media marketing and stuff. We do a e-newsletter. The e-newsletter goes out about once a month to our list of over 7,000 subscribers, I think, on email.
Wow.
What do you think of those?
I think that's a great way, excellent way to connect with your people who are just really interested in your product or what you're providing, especially in that kind of, you know, breeds a sense of community, which I think you're doing a great job of. And it's definitely, you know, people can, if they find it useful, they'll forward it on to other people, and the email database will continue to grow, and your message will be heard and read by, you know, thousands and thousands of people, and it keeps you relevant, keeps people with your company, you know, on their mind, you know, and they actually look forward to it. Oh, once a month I get something, an update, I actually look forward to it because I'm already interested into that industry, interested in the related topics that you have in your newsletter, and it's a great way to track. So I believe also, you know, Brad, you probably already have that, but you probably have some kind of something in there that you can track who's opening it, right?
And we do have a tracking system. It tracks who opens it.
Yeah.
It tracks who clicks on links.
Yes.
And how many times those links are clicked on.
Exactly.
It's pretty effective, I think. People do opt out sometimes. They say, I don't want to get this anymore.
Of course.
And that's understandable, and they
yep.
have that right. And people do share. It also tracks the shares.
That's excellent.
Who shared it, who sent it on to somebody else.
Do you push that newsletter on a Twitter account?
No, that's next.
Okay, great.
Now that I just got an iPhone ever. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I got rid of that old flip phone.
What'd you do
I
with
had?
The flip phone?
I returned it back to 1998 where it came
you put,
from.
You put it in a time capsule and put it in the ground?
Yeah. Well, I took the gold out first. And, I got all the gold out of it first. I think there's about 2 cents worth of gold in it. And sent it back. And so now I'm struggling with an iPhone. It's addictive. And I can definitely understand why people are crashing their cars out there while texting. Don't do it, people. It's a distraction. Just don't do it. Just put it away. Just say no.
Yeah.
But yeah, Twitter, that'll be next. We'll be setting up a Twitter account for
Great.
Back on Track, and our Twitter followers can get all kinds of information from that, as well as our Facebook group on Back on Track Productions, and Bike Sport Radio has a Facebook
group.
Yeah,
I mean, you could totally follow, you know, even, you know, all the, you know, your famous, you know, cyclist champions. I'm sure they all have their own Twitter account, right? And so you could go out there and follow them. They follow you, and you guys can communicate via each other. And you know, it'd be great. You'd continue the community forming philosophy and mentality that you have, Brad. And It'd be great.
Right. The e-news, we try to keep to something entertaining. We try to throw something entertaining in there once in a while, too. That's just an off-the-wall story about cycling or how it relates to, you know, I don't know, so-and-so's commute through the horrible weather one day did this and that. And
yes.
We've also linked to other people in the media that have their own cycling blogs and stuff, and we've asked permission that, you know, hey, you got a good blog about training for road racing or training for climbing, you know, can we link to your blog? And they usually say, oh, yeah, sure. And then people click through on their links and information, good information on that, as well as registration links to our upcoming events, of course, too.
Yes. So. That's great.
The Quan Code e-news, I haven't got one of those yet. I'll be signing up soon, I guess. How often does that go out, or have you got one yet?
Well, most of our information that we keep updated is on the website at quanco.la, quanco.la.
Right, that's a good point. Now that we're into that, people want to use your services, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, if they would like to just access the website and kind of get an overview of the business services and the different industries we can work in, they can go to quanco.la and fill out a request for proposal or shoot me an email at mark at Quanco.la, or give the office a call at 323-213-9389.
That was 323-213-9389. Those of you local know those are both area codes.
Yes, very unique number of sequences. Actually, those are all the lucky numbers in a Chinese numerology.
Ah!
That's why I chose that number.
That's why you chose it. Okay, very cool. Quanco.la. So is there anything else you want to add for us out there, listeners?
I think it's just been my pleasure to, you know, talk with you, Brad, and to become more accustomed and understand the cycling community. And I think you guys are really on the cusp of something, because I think that's the direction our society is going. And generally, California starts first here. It really does in Southern California. And I think you guys are doing something really, really great. And I hope that I can just help support your vision.
All right. Well, thanks. It's certainly been fun. Cycling is a fun sport, and it's all about fun out there, too. So,
great.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Mark.
My pleasure.
All right. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing. Bike racers are what you need to race bikes. We had a chance to go out to the Home Depot Center and watch a world record get set. KK, known as Keith Ketterer, known as KK. And we've got some highlights from that world record right now. So let's listen to that and enjoy some of the sounds. We've also got little sounds from the Peloton from the back markers at the Poor College Kids Road Race that'll be playing through. So enjoy. Here's KK right now.
KK on his world record attempt. Real quick, I know you're in a rush here, but how do you feel?
I feel
you're
great.
Ready.
I'm ready to go.
Looking good out there.
Looking forward to having it done. And
good.
But thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. And maybe I'll have something
we'll
to say after,
later.
But I'll probably be tired.
Go get him. All right. Good luck.
Per UCI regulations allow us to qualify as a world best.
All right. We're listening to the announcer now, Al Nash, on the microphone right there as they certify the weight of the bike per UCI standards at this world record attempt. All right, there's the start. The 1 hour record attempt.
Pass that line. He's got the new record.
So this line, so he's up about a second right now. And the bell. No, not quite a second.
Well, we don't know, because he's got that buzzer set for his own internal. This is what I need to be doing in order to break the record.
Right. There, so he's crossing it before.
Here's my strategy. If I was trying to break the record, I would do the math, and I would know exactly how many seconds that I needed to be at that line. Knowing that when I got four laps to go, if I've been hitting the line right on the buzzer every time, I've only got four more laps to go. Now I can open it up, and I'm not going to worry about blowing up.
Right.
See, he's pretty good. He's ahead of that thing.
Because he doesn't want to go too fast. So he just wants to keep that buzzer going off about right there.
How fast do you think he's going? Miles an hour right now.
Well, you set the record last year at 44.22, which is like 27.1. So he's gone. 27.
So think about when you went 27 miles an hour on your bike by yourself without drafting, flat, not down. And then imagine maintaining that speed for an hour.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with KK's Hour World Record Attempt on Bike Sport Radio. Kilometers per hour.
Giving a big shout out to the world famous Johnny Walsh and all of his training partners, coached by Roger Young, entire extended track family, including dozens of open public set riders, you know who you are, all the best riders and special teams, defending the jury for all you do.
Laps completed with about 10 minutes to go. Laps.
40 kilometer time of 53:15. That's unofficial, of course. Anything I say is for entertainment purposes only.
That's Al Nash, your announcer. Strictly entertainment purposes. 161 laps into this, and he is on his mark still for setting the new world record.
Ah.
166 laps completed. Setting a world record with less than 3 minutes to go.
Yeah!
officially. Unofficially, the new record holder, unofficially.
Good job, champ.
Congratulations, man. Bike Sport Radio was here and watched you. It was awesome. You thirsty, huh?
Yeah, I'm really tired, but it was good. I'm glad I got it done. It was hard.
Yeah, you were way ahead of your mark there for a while. You looked great out there, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we'll be looking forward to seeing your face everywhere. Good job. Okay, sounds from the Peloton. I should rephrase that. Sounds from the B group off the back. Poor college kids road race here on Bike Sport Radio. We're the backbarkers here. I'm here with Bob.
And James. Hello. We're here.
And we got shelled. We are shelled in the Masters 45s on the final climb about 4 miles to go to the finish. And, oh, God, even the women passed us here. We're tailing off the back of the women's group here. But sure is a good view. Beats looking at those old farts' asses, that's for sure. We'll be coming back here at the finish at the Poor College Kids on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Special thanks to Mark Kwan for coming in from Kwan Co. Check out our Facebook site, Bike Sport Radio, on Facebook, and our website, bikesportradio.us. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.